John Pope was the handsome, articulate, and energetic son of a Lincoln associate in Illinois. He was also a boastful man. A Union general from the Western Theater, scornful of Eastern commanders like McClellan. While the Army of the Potomac slugged through the 7 days' battles, Lincoln had made Pope one of his informal military advisors. Likely prodded by retired General Winfield Scott, the president on June 26th formed the Army of Virginia out of the three corps McDowell, Banks, and John C. Fremont led, plus units from Washington and Western Virginia. Pope was given command of the 47,000 men. He had multiple missions: to protect Washington, keep the Confederates clear of the Shenandoah Valley, and draw the enemy away from McClellan. The appointment of the blustery Army of Virginia commander was controversial. Fremont, who outranked Pope and had created political headaches for Lincoln in the Western Department, refused to serve under him, so Lincoln had Major General Franz Sigel, a hero among German-American soldiers, take over Fremont's corps. Unlike Halleck, Pope was enthusiastic about espionage and delivered stern orders to his commanders to have spies and cavalry detachments collect information on the rebels. A chess match began after Pope assumed command. Lee, by mid-July 1862, realized he was in not too promising a position. What with McClellan's army at Harrison's Landing, just 25 miles from the Confederate capital, Pope moving to the upper Rappahannock River, and General Ambrose Burnside bringing 12,000 Union soldiers up from North Carolina. All told, Lee could soon be facing a Federal force double the army he could assemble. He decided to put Pope out of action before he could concentrate his force against the Confederates along the Rappahannock and threaten Richmond. Lee calculated that McClellan would remain inactive and pose little danger for the moment.